On Thursday, March 5th, the Washoe County Health District reported the first presumptive positive COVID-19 case. The individual is a man in his 50s who lives in South Reno. He has family members enrolled at Huffacre Elementary School. Health officials worked with the school district to keep that facility closed on Friday, March 6th, out of an abundance of caution. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano attended a press conference about the emerging development. She checks in with our health reporter, On Gray, to break down the current situation.
Hey, On, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So bring us up to speed about the new cases of COVID-19 in Nevada.
So the first presumptive positive case in Washoe comes on the heels, Stephanie, of the first presumptive positive case in Clark County, Nevada. Both were announced yesterday. The Southern Nevada Health District announced their case in the morning, and Washoe County Health District announced theirs later that evening. So this all came out yesterday when we went from zero cases in Nevada to learning that we had two presumptive positive cases in the state. Presumptive positive cases mean that an individual received a positive test in the state, but then the sample is then sent to the CDC for confirmation.
So what exactly do we know about these individuals?
So let me start first off with the Washoe case. Local health authorities report that that person is a male in his 50s. They say the case is travel related. He is linked to the Grand Princess cruise ship, Stephanie, and it's unclear at this point when he returned to Washoe County. Health officials do tell us that he is in stable condition and is self-quarantining at home. And as far as the Clark County case is concerned, it's also a man in his 50s, and he had traveled to Washington and Texas. And those two states have reported the presence of COVID-19 in their communities. So the Southern Nevada Health District has informed us that that person is hospitalized and in isolation. And I know that you attended the Washoe County Health District press conference this morning where they were providing more information about the new case. What did you learn, Stephanie?
Yes. So the person who tested presumptive positive also had family members at Huffacre Elementary School. This meant that the school shut down. Parents received information that the school was closing to deep clean last night, and they're going to deep clean again. Several students have been experiencing flu-like symptoms, which means that now they're going to be also tested for COVID-19. Kevin Dick with the Washoe County Health District had this to say.
We worked closely with the school district to close the school out of an abundance of caution. As we stated last night, there are no confirmed cases of COVID-19.
Exactly. So now the people who are being tested are being asked to self-quarantine. And On, you spoke to a mom from Huffacre Elementary School. What did she have to say?
So the mom that I spoke to, Stephanie, her name is Haley Spencer. She has a 3-year-old daughter who attends preschool at Huffacre. And she said that she did receive a message from the school yesterday saying that they had some concerns about the stomach flu among students at the school. And then she received another email message saying that there were concerns about some students exhibiting flu-like symptoms. And then it was later on in the evening that she received a robocall saying that the school would be closed today. And because there were those various messages, each one mentioning different types of illnesses, she said that it was a little bit confusing. And so she had some concerns.
I would appreciate a more clear answer on what's going on and what they're doing. I know they're sanitizing, but what are their plans in the future if any more kids, come up sick, and the school bus situation, how they're going to handle that, and the playground equipment, are they sanitizing all that? So I would just like more of a clear answer from them, and I feel like they're kind of trying not to scare everyone, which I understand that, but the parents deserve to know exactly what's going on and what they're planning on doing for the future.
And On, I did check in with school district officials. They said the health district is taking the lead on the situation. On, what else do we need to know?
The Washoe County Health District, their health officer, Kevin Dick, did say that they would be testing some members that might have been in contact with that individual, and will update the community once information is available. Kevin Dick also reported that there were other Reno residents who were on the Grand Princess cruise ship. So they would be monitoring that situation and updating the public as necessary. And I also want to note, in neighboring Placer County, there's been reports, too, that there are other residents in that community who are on that same cruise ship. And there was one reported death in Placer County linked to a passenger on that cruise ship. So it really is an evolving situation, Stephanie, and we'll probably be learning more information in the next days and weeks.